gentlemen.
Good morning.
Have items of old business this morning being change of zone numbers 1595, 1596, and 1597. The application of Blackwater Creek Incorporated. First application is change of zone 1595. An application of Blackwater Creek Incorporated to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County. The land lying at the northeast corner of the intersection of Route 54 and Route 504 to be located on 3.2 acres more or less. It's presented to you on several occasions.
Does that mean more than once?
More than once.
Multiple.
The commission discusses, actually, let me back up a second. Get open the tree. Commission held public hearings on this application on September 14th, 2006. On October 26th, 2006, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1595 for Blackwater Creek to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 to B1 neighborhood business. Based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is an application to create a B1 neighborhood business district on 3.2 acres, more or less, in Little Creek 100, located on the northeast corner of the intersection of Routes 54 and Route 504. Two, the subject property is located approximately 3 miles west of Del Mar and about 5 miles from the city of Salisbury in Wicomico County, Maryland. Del Mar has planned for its growth areas to expand in the direction of this project. Commercial growth has occurred along the nearby US 13 corridor in accord with the Del Mar's 2005 comprehensive plan. Wicomico County in its 1997-1998 comprehensive planning has proposed the Metro Core Plan that extends the future growth of Salisbury and Wicomico County towards Del Mar, and this project along US 13 and to the east and west of the corridor. Three, at present, the area of the Blackwater Creek communities is an existing crossroads community that is formed from strip subdivisions at the intersection of Route 54 and Route 504. Route 54 is also a major route in Sussex County. Four, the applicant proposes to deed restrict the subject property to grocery and convenience type shopping without the sale of petroleum products or alcohol for off-site consumption. Five, the proposed neighborhood business project is in character with the nature of the area in that it will be a part of a larger Blackwater Creek community, creates a village center, and the inclusion of neighborhood business areas will complete the integrated crossroads community by providing a master plan community. Six, B1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for retail shopping and personal service activities, and that such uses should complement surrounding neighborhoods. This proposed change in zone is consistent with the stated purpose of the B1 zone, and it will complement and be integrated into the Blackwater communities at the Route 54 intersection. Seven, the proposed neighborhood business area meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. Eight, the proposed neighborhood project will be served with central water and wastewater treatment. Nine, this project lessens congestion on roads and streets by providing for grocery and convenience shopping in the Blackwater Creek area without the necessity of traveling to the US 13 corridor through Del Mar or to Salisbury. There was a motion and second, it carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-0. That's all I have, unless you have a question.
Any other question, Mr. Lang?
What is the timeline on this as it relates to the other applications?
It's all contiguous. It's to be developed together,
okay,
to the best of my knowledge.
Any other questions? Being done, Mr. Griffin, read the title.
Mr. Griffin, this is for the business portion of the app of the Blackwater project. Is it possible to defer this until after the residential votes are taken? My concern is, should the residential be turned down, we then end up with a business zoning in the middle of the countryside.
Well, it's separated off anyway. It's not part of the subdivision. It's not part of the application.
Understood.
Right. So it always has been separate, you know, off by itself.
I'm talking about the timing of the vote. If we vote to approve the business, but we turn down the residential, then
you just want to know if you can just switch around the agenda items.
Well, the vote, just on the back burner and keep moving to the next.
We'll just defer on this right now and come back to it.
Oh, you'd need to make a motion to defer
and bring it back up, right?
Until after you've made the decision on the other two, and then bring it back up.
Can I move we defer on this on this particular application?
Until
we decide on the subsequent applications.
Is that a lot?
Second.
96 and 97.
96 and 97, thank you.
Yep.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to defer on, you want to defer on
1595?
No, it's on number 1595.
1595,
right.
Until after the vote on 96 and 97.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
On to 1596, an application of Blackwater Creek Incorporated to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to an AR1 RPC agriculture residential district residential planned community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, the land lying north of Route 54 and east of Route 504, to be located on 232.86 acres, more or less. On October 26th of 2006, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Gordy asked Mr. Robertson to read his motion, which was rather lengthy after he just read the first one. So Mr. Robertson read that Mr. Gordy would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1596 for Blackwater Creek being the North Farm based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the commission is not being asked to change the basic zoning of this property. The property is currently zoned AR1 agriculture residential, and the applicant is not seeking a change of the underlying zoning. Instead, granting the RPC, the potential uses for the property are limited. The county can place restrictions and conditions on the use and design of the project. Two, the proposed AR1 RPC meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance because it provides the orderly growth of the county. And again, the property is currently zoned AR1. So the applicant is not seeking a substantial change from what is currently permitted within the current zone. Three, the subject property is located along State Route 54, less than 3 miles west of the town of Delmar, in an area that is within 5 miles of the city of Salisbury in Wicomico County, Maryland. The town of Delmar is planned for its growth areas to expand in the direction of Blackwater Creek. The town has enjoyed significant commercial growth along the US 13 corridor in accordance with its 2005 comprehensive plan. Wicomico County, in its 1997 and 1998 comprehensive planning, has proposed a metro core plan that extends the future growth of Salisbury and Wicomico County towards Delmar along the US 13 and to the east and west of the corridor. Four, the area where the project is proposed is an existing crossroad community that is formed from strip subdivisions. There are bar pits and agricultural type uses also existing in the project area. Five, the development has a proposed net density of 1.98 units per acre and is consistent with the uses permitted in the low density area of the 2002 Sussex County Land Use Plan and the purposes of the AR1 district. Six, AR1 RPC zoning is appropriate for the proposed project site because the project is in the vicinity of growth areas and commercial and residential development. The RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land in that the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. Seven, the proposed project is in character with the nature of the area in that it will be a part of a larger Blackwater Creek community that provides multiple housing designs, retention of natural and open space features, outdoor recreation, preservation, and continuation of agribusiness activities, the inclusion of neighborhood retail areas, and completes a crossroads community by providing a master plan community. This proposed project will provide a transitional residential community between the developing areas of Delmar, Salisbury, and Wicomico County to the south and east, and the agricultural areas to the north by providing open spaces, rural landscape, recreational facilities, etc. The project will comply with all agricultural use requirements required by law, including buffer setbacks and agricultural use restrictions. Eight, the developer will be responsible for the construction of all water and sewer utility facilities. Sewer facilities will be designed to comply with applicable state and county requirements. Nine, the applicant has proposed a phasing plan for the build out of the project that will integrate the project into the area without significant negative effects. 10, the project will have a code of restriction, or excuse me, regulations for the portion of the project that is condominiums and restrictive covenants for individual lots that provide a homeowners association for the maintenance of common areas, open areas, amenities, streets, etc. 11, although the Office of State Planning Coordination has negatively commented upon the state strategy's level 4 designation for this project, the project is in close proximity to the developing areas of Delmar and to Salisbury and Wicomico County. The project also complies with the county's land use plan and the relevant county roads. It is also situated along State Route 54, a major travel corridor in Sussex County. Well, the applicant has favorably addressed all the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance as a part of its RPC presentation. 13, the project with the stipulations and conditions on it will not adversely affect the county, the neighborhood, or the adjacent properties. 14, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 168 multifamily units and 238 single-family lots. B, the construction of the project will be phased over a period of 10 years with no more than 50 residential building permits being issued within any given calendar year, commencing the date of final approval of this application by Sussex County Council. C, site plan review is required for the master plan and each phase of the proposed development, including the location of curbs, sidewalks, and streetlights. All entrances, intersections, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be constructed as required by DLDOT. The interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. F, recreational facilities within this project, including the golf course, swimming pool, and community building, shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit within this project. G, the RPC shall be served by a central wastewater treatment plant and collection system built in accordance with the requirements of DNREC and other state, county, and federal agencies. H, the RPC shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. I, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. Best management practices shall be used in the operation and maintenance of the systems. J, state and federal wetlands shall not be included in individual lots. state and federal wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas, except as may be authorized by valid federal or state permit. K, homeowners association shall be formed to provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational facilities, and other common areas. L, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. M, agricultural buffers shall be provided as required by applicable state and county requirements. N, the agricultural use notice shall be included in the restrictive covenants and condominium declaration. O, the applicant shall coordinate and cooperate with local school district's transportation manager to establish school bus stop areas, the areas of these schools or these bus stops, with the approval of the local district, shall be shown on the master plan. B, the applicant shall cooperate and coordinate with the state and county emergency preparedness office to develop and implement an emergency evacuation plan. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously that this application be forwarded to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0. Yes, I've got the
order. Clarification, what is the build out period that is being phased?
10 years.
10 years, not exceeding 50 permits per calendar year.
And the amenity package is coming at the front end or the back end of those 10 years?
Front end, within 2 years.
Open and to be used by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit.
Is there any indication if the public, if the golf course is public or private?
I'm not sure. I think it was public, but I have to go back into the records.
Mention of it actually, good gentleman.
But
you're avoiding that.
It referred to golf course plan. I don't know if it was specifically said.
So what's the total number of units when all this is built? What is that?
In this application?
All of them, when they all add up. Let's not look at them.
1,585 units.
No. Oh, well, okay. Tell me something different.
You said all of them.
I want all of it put together.
1,197.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is the number?
I think it's 1,197.
Well, what is
there? That's the next application.
Sorry, Mr. Schrader. We can't address you.
Just.
Is it appropriate to look at two separate applications?
I'm just asking a question of what is the total impact of all this development today. I can ask that question. Yes, it is appropriate. We should look at the cumulative effect of development in a general area. Could you somebody tell me what is the total number?
Can we talk about this application, which is the one under consideration?
That was my question.
Oh, so you're siding with them now. Do you mean tell me I can't ask that question?
Well, it's in your minutes.
Well, you could have told me. Could somebody just... Why are you totaling up, George?
Mr. Lang, could you tell me, please, what is the total impact of all this development we're looking at today?
I'm going to have to add them up, George.
Would you please?
We've had it for so long, I forgot.
I know. I'm
1,179.
Well, that's three different numbers now. Who's going for the fourth number?
A total of 1,179 on approximately 600 acres.
It was say that again?
1,179 on 600 acres.
Right.
Okay.
The first...
Are the one...
You want the density feature?
I want all... No, I'm just trying to find out how many units are being built in this...
In the application...
This developer's proposing.
In the application that's before us, you read a finding 14 that talked about 168 multifamily and 238 single family. Is that part of the 1179?
That's a part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. The other number is the total package because they presented it as a total and then you had to break it down each...
Right. So it's 1179, Mr. Lank, is the total.
Right.
Okay.
I believe when they first went in for to the state, they were asking for 1,762 when they did their first TIS.
It was substantial.
1,762, but then it was dropped back to 1,179.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That's good. I have a question.
You asked a question, Mr.
No,
Cole.
Just I give didn't me ask that question.
Just give me the answer.
You supplied that information. I didn't ask that, sir.
Well, it's a question you asked.
I did not ask that, sir. You had to
ask. Don't ask questions if you don't want answers.
You added that, Dale. That didn't answer my question. I asked what was the total of this application in front of us, and you told us what they did before, and what just to try to put a little
Okay.
Slant on it. That's fine. That's your prerogative. You are the president.
It's your slant, Mr. Cole, not mine. You ask the question, I give you an answer. If you don't like it, I'm sorry.
You gave me more information than I asked for.
I'm glad you got your information.
You know that, too.
Any other questions, Mr. Lank?
I had a question, Mr. Lank, on condition B about the phasing. And that 10-year starts if the date council approves it. Is that correct?
No. Yeah, it says the date, commencing the date of final approval of the application by the council.
What happens if it takes the developer 2 years to get in the ground and start building units?
It actually should be probably the final approval of the application, because council approves the use, the commission approves the plan, and the council ends up signing it, but it should be the commission.
Because if it were the way it's worded, they...
Otherwise, it would be today.
Extend the project out further.
Right. If you use that date, it would be today, if you grant approval.
How would you recommend that be reworded?
If you reword it to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, then it would be based on...
When they get done. When they do site plan.
Commission's final approval.
So it would read final approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Right.
Final site plan.
Yeah, you could put a final site plan would be better, too.
Yeah, final site plan.
Mr. Phillips, the course is proposed to be public, too.
Excuse me?
The golf course is public.
It is public?
Yes.
Thank you.
Further questions?
Read better than I did, Mr.
Going. Mr. Griffin, read the title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential zoning district to an AR1 agricultural residential district, residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying in being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 232.86 acres, more or less.
I'll make a motion we approve CZ-1596 with the facts and conditions.
That with the change in condition B?
B, yes. Thank you, Lawrence.
That being 50 residential units over 10 years and is that the one you're referring to, 14B?
Yes. I'll reread it. On B, the construction of the project shall be phased over a period of 10 years with no more than 50 residential building permits being issued with any given calendar year, commencing the date of final site plan approval of this application by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Right.
I have a motion from Mr. Jones, seconded by...
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to approve CZ-1596 with the... findings of facts and the following conditions of 14, with 14B being amended. Any questions on the motion? Being done, Mr. Cole.
My vote will be no, because the current AR1 zoning is compatible with the area, and it also is in compliance with the land use plan, which says our agricultural district should support more lower densities and developments that don't have all these added amenities and things of that nature. The amenities will do nothing but generate additional traffic over and above the current or the residential component of it. So you're adding in an unknown, which it would be restaurants and public golf courses. The AR1 district also permits single-family homes only, and typically on larger lots, which is, again, more compatible with the area. And I think the change is not appropriate because it's in a level 4 area. And this is what I call urban sprawl. And of course, we have a land use plan that is supposed to prevent urban sprawl. And this council has taken a stand saying they don't want urban sprawl. But having the possibility of having these large developments similar to what we saw outside of Milton in these areas just does nothing but create what we're supposed to be preventing, supposedly. So I think it's totally out of character. I think the change is not appropriate, and the multifamily component is definitely out of character. And then there's also the impacts on, and I might as well highlight these now, because I can just say that a lot of the stuff will go for both applications, and then I won't have to be so wordy next time. But as I went through the letters looking for support, I look at Del Mar High School School District. They've gotten their letters. They are concerned about the infrastructure, the increase in traffic, transportation, busing, and more importantly, the study indicates increased student population, bringing a need for additional school buildings. They emphasize working together with the council to come up with some solutions. There's been no attempt to work together with the school districts to try to address their concerns, and they've already been maxed out. So that's one letter from the Del Mar School District. And of course, there were many from the school district. They talked about, on a letter dated October 23rd, that the data was scientifically developed by numerical estimations and the conclusions based on a variety of assumptions. So they didn't have anything firm to deal with, except that they knew that there were going to be an impact on the schools. And at the present time, they said there's no financial structure to assist schools' construction, and it falls on the local taxpayers. Del Mar has one of the highest tax rates in Sussex County. It imposes higher tax rates for residents. And to impose a higher tax rate for the residents of Del Mar would be unfair. Their present building is beyond full capacity. Blackwater Development estimates 637 additional students, not from folks this one application, but in total. Beginning in 2008, this is one of many developments that will increase our overall population. A funding mechanism needs to be in place, and presently the school district stands alone as developers forge ahead with elaborate plans and et cetera. This is well and good, and I said the community encompasses more housing, but it requires infrastructure, and again, there's been no cooperation between the county and the school district to try to resolve some of their problems. Town of Del Mar wrote some letters, and the town of Del Mar, I'm trying to find something positive in some of their letters, and they discussed their concerns of the impact of the proposed development that it would have on their town. We talked a little while ago in today's meeting about having to be first responders and going outside of city limits for town police. They know that this is what's going to happen. So we they said they are far from establishing our resolutions. Okay, there are several unresolved issues in regard to schools, streets, public libraries, park facilities. On behalf of elected officials and residents of Del Mar, I respectfully request the county council refrain from granting this request until some kind of agreements have been in place. And as far as I know, nothing's been in place. That was one letter. Here's another letter. We believe the county council would be remiss if they do not take the opportunity to hear the concerns of the town of Del Mar. We've had a few letters, and that's probably about the extent of it. And each letter says they want to talk. In main concerns of police protection, this is in a letter from the town of Del Mar, November 3rd. Now, they're still writing letters to us trying to get our attention. In the main concerns, police protection will be involved. The use of our department. In addition, there are several unresolved issues with regards to schools, streets, public library, and park facilities. On behalf of the elected officials and the residents of Del Mar, I respectfully request the county council refrain from granting approval for this project until there has been a formal agreement in place between the town, the Board of Education, Del Mar Library, and the developer. And as far as I know, none of this has been fulfilled. If anything, it's been ignored by the county council, that is. And then here's another town of Del Mar letter to Mr. Rogers on October 5th, and the size of the development, okay, even though it's been reduced, it would be as large as the current housing stock in the current incorporated limits of Del Mar. So what we're proposing here today would be as large as the current town of Del Mar. Require the developer to provide written documentation by means of agreement with the town, fire department, school districts. None of that's been done. So we've had a lot of letters. We've got a lot of stuff on the table here, and I haven't seen anything in writing or any kind of negotiations with the town, so I think we have not been working together. And when I looked at the letter from Atlantic Associates, or the developer, they talked about police impacts, and they said, we acknowledge that Del Mar Police will be the first responders, but there's no solution. And in the fire department, they understand the fire department coming out there. No, I don't know of anything in that they've done.
If I'm not mistaken, Mr.
Solution? I didn't hear anything today. I didn't hear anything.
The fire chief said.
I didn't see anything.
He didn't want any land.
I didn't see anything in the conditions. So you'll have your turn, Mr.
Thank you.
You know, Mr. Dukes, when I interrupt somebody, my God, the sky falls in. Would you please control this meeting? especially with your fellow Democrats.
I'm trying to think somebody to call
one of your boys down there. If you guys quit holding hands and just tell him to be quiet till I get done.
I'm trying to think of some way to control you, Mr. Cole.
No. I have the floor, Mr. Dukes, I have the floor. You asked me for my vote, and I think our attorney says give reasons. I'm putting some reasons on the table. You do what you want with them when it comes to your turn. The solutions by the developer basically could come down to county subsidize it through some permit process. We have to do something so that we can get some money for all these groups. So the developer is going to walk away from that one. So then it comes to schools again, no support, roads. They're going to make some minor improvements to some intersections, which is nothing, and on and on. So anyway, I can't find anything to support it. It looks like I will say no to this for those reasons.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips.
I think the question isn't if this property is going to be developed, but how it's going to be developed. It does have AR1 zoning, and contrary to what was just said, it does afford a density which does not exceed the density that is being applied for today. In addition, it offers amenities that will complement the community. If you look at the big picture, which I'm hesitant to do because we need to focus on the existing application, it is part of a larger plan which is designed to bring the community together rather than having 1,500 homes scattered amongst 15 different developments of 100 units each. This development attempts to create a village atmosphere which will keep a lot of the residents of this community close to home. With respect to this application, I think that the 10-year build-out is probably going to be closer to the projected 15-year build-out because of market conditions, because of the stipulation that has been modified from planning and zoning conditions. They will not even begin to accumulate those 50 units that are the threshold per year until after final site plan approval, which could certainly be over a year, possibly 2 years from now. The impact will be gradual. Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Rogers.
Right. On 1596, we spent a lot of time on this one, as much as Americana Bayside. The looking at this, the 1,179 units on the total program of the 600 acres, the density is only, on this particular application, 1.98 on the 232.86 acres of this one. The overall density on the entire project is only 1.7. Listen to the testimony by all parties involved, from the applicant to the late entering of the school district and the town's concerns, and I've read documentation since letters have come in about meeting with the developers and back and forth that Mr. Phillips alluded to. The findings and conditions recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission do not become part of the findings and conditions unless we adopt them when we cast our vote. And I'd like to incorporate the findings and conditions of Planning and Zoning Commission based on their recommendations on CZ 1596. I'd vote yes.
Mr. Rogers votes yes. Mr. Jones.
I'm not going to debate a lot. I mean, like, if the minutes were read, Delmar Fire Chief said there is no need for a satellite fire station. And the only thing I can see in that Delmar, the mayor and the council, did express some concern. If I'm not mistaken, and a lot of the stuff, they all received letters, the school district, the town. I think the town did respond. The school district responded, I think, after the public hearings, if I'm not mistaken. The density in the area is what it's zoned for. So my vote is yes with the facts and findings and conditions that the P&Z put forth.
Mr. Jones votes yes. I was at a funeral on when the hearing was, when the county held a hearing. However, on December the 13th and 14th, I went on the county website and listened to the hearing in its entirety. I've taken the book home and gone through some of the comments from the state and so forth. I will not debate Mr. Cole on his comments. I don't think that's what my vote should be about. However, Dr. Brandenburg and I think the applicant did have a meeting with the Delmar School Board, and try to address their concerns. And what I heard Dr. Brandenburger say when he was here at the council public hearing, after he's been in school planning for 30-some years, his analysis of this was different than what some of the others that we had heard. Nowhere in our comprehensive plan does it say that level four cannot be developed. It just talks about high density and so forth. I'm back as far as I can get from it.
Get closer to it. Go ahead.
And
try now.
I forgot what I was talking about. Causing me to forget my train of thought. Nowhere in the county land use plan does it say that level four cannot be developed. We did not develop it. It's permitted higher density than what they're asking for. As Mr. Rogers said, 1.7 units to the acre, which is low density. I think with the stipulations and so forth that have been put on it, I think that will control a gradual growth period there. So with that, and agreeing with the other councilman who voted in the positive, I agree. My vote would be yes, and motion's passed.
Change zone 1597, also the application of Blackwater Creek Incorporated to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR, General Residential District, to a GR, RPC, General Residential District, Residential Plan Community, for a certain parcel of land lying being Little Creek 100, Sussex County, for land lying west of Route 504 and south of Route 54, to be located on 273.54 acres, more or less. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on September 14th of 2006, rendered their decision on October 26th of 2006. Mr. Gordy stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1597 for Blackwater Creek West Farm based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the commission is not being asked to change the basic zoning of this property. This property is currently zoned GR, General Residential. The applicant is not seeking a change in the underlying zoning. This existing zoning, a density of approximately 4 lots per acre, is permitted, and even mobile homes would be permitted. Instead, granting it the RPC, the potential uses of for the property are limited, and the county can place restrictions and conditions on the use and design of the project. Two, the proposed GR RPC meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance because it promotes the orderly growth of the county, and again, the property is zoned GR. So the applicant is not seeking a substantial change from what is currently permitted within the current zone. Three, the subject property is located along Route 54, less than 3 miles west of the town of Del Mar, in an area that is within 5 miles of the city of Salisbury in Wicomico County, Maryland. The town of Del Mar is planned for its growth areas to expand in the direction of Blackwater Creek. The town has enjoyed significant commercial growth along the US 13 corridor in accordance with its 2005 comprehensive plan. Wicomico County in its 1997-1998 comprehensive planning has proposed a metro core plan that extends the future growth of Salisbury and Wicomico County towards Del Mar along US 13 and to the east and west of the corridor. The area where the project is proposed is an existing crossroad community that is formed from stripped subdivisions. There are bar pits and agriculture type uses also existing in the project area. The development has a proposed density of 1.98 units per acre and is consistent with the uses permitted in the low density area of the 2002 Sussex County Land Use Plan and the purposes of the General Residential District. Six, GR RPC zoning is appropriate for the proposed project site because the project is in the vicinity of growth areas in commercial and residential development. The RPC designation is appropriate for this parcel of land and that the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. Seven, the proposed project is in character with the nature of the area and that it will be a part of a larger Blackwater Creek community that provides multiple housing designs, retention of natural and open space features, outdoor recreation, preservation, and continuation of agribusiness activities, the inclusion of neighborhood retail areas, and completes a crossroad community by providing a master plan community. This proposed project will provide a transitional residential community between the developing areas of Del Mar, Salisbury, and Wicomico County to the south and east, and the agricultural areas to the north by providing open spaces, rural landscape, recreational facilities, etc. The project will comply with all agricultural use requirements required by law, including buffer setbacks and agricultural use restrictions. 8, the developer will be responsible for the construction of all water and sewer utility facilities. Sewer facilities will be designed to comply with applicable state and county requirements. 9, the applicant has proposed a phasing plan for the build out of the project that will integrate the project into the area without significant negative effects. 10, the project will have a code of regulations for the portion of the project that is condominiums and a restrictive covenants for individual lots that provide a homeowners association for the maintenance of common areas, open areas, amenities, streets, etc. 11, although the Office of State Planning Coordination has negatively commented upon the state strategy's level 4 designation for this project, the project is in close proximity to the developing areas of Del Mar and to Salisbury and Wicomico County, Maryland. The project also complies with the county's land use plan and the relevant county ordinances. It is also situated along State Route 54, a major travel corridor in Sussex County. 12, the applicant has favorably addressed all the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance as a part of its RPC presentation. 13, the project with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it will not adversely affect the county, the neighborhood, or the adjacent property. 14, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 403 multifamily units, consisting of 180 units in 18-unit multifamily buildings, 160 units in 8-unit multifamily buildings, and 63 townhouse units. B, the construction of the project will be phased over a period of 10 years with no more than 50 residential building permits being issued within any given calendar year, commencing the date of final approval of this application by Sussex County. And if I would suggest we amend that now, since we amended the last one, to read commencing the date of final site plan approval of this application by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. C, site plan review is required for the master plan in each phase of the proposed development, including the location of curbs, sidewalks, and streetlights. D, all entrances, intersections, roadway, and multimodal improvements shall be constructed as required by Delta. E, interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. F, recreational facilities and community buildings shall be constructed and open to use by the residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. G, the RPC shall be served by central wastewater treatment plant and collection system built in accordance with the requirements of DENREC and other state, county, and federal agencies. H, the RPC shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. I, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. Best management practices shall be used in the operation and maintenance of the systems. J, state and federal wetlands shall not be included in individual lots. State and federal wetlands shall be maintained as non-disturbance areas except as may be authorized by valid federal or state permit. K, homeowners association shall be formed to provide for perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational facilities, and other common areas. L, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. M, agriculture buffers shall be provided as required by applicable state and county requirements. N, the agriculture use notice shall be included in restrictive covenants and condominium declaration. O, the applicant shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish school bus stop areas. The areas of these bus stops with the approval of the local district shall be shown on the master plan. P, the applicant shall cooperate and coordinate with the state and county emergency preparedness office to develop and implement an emergency evacuation plan. There was a motion and a second and carried unanimously to forward this application to the county council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 4-0. That's all I have, John.
Questions, Mr. Lang? Going once. Read the title, Mr. Griffin.
Grant's got
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR General Residential District to a GR General Residential District Residential Plan Community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 273.54 acres, more or less.
I make a motion we approve CZ 1597 with the facts and findings with the amendment of B.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to approve CZ 1597 with amending 14B again, as we did on the previous one. Any questions on the motion? Being done, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote no. I'd like also to incorporate my comments from the previous application into this one. Is that all right, Mr. Griffin? Because
yes,
many
sir.
Of them, it's one big subdivision, so we need to look at it. But I will highlight then that I referenced letters from the school board of Del Mar. They had no support that I could find. Del Mar Town Council, I found nothing in their letters except they're expressing concerns and they wanted to work with the county. And the state of Delaware also, I couldn't find any letters there where they supported a lot of this. The public amenities that are part of all this will create additional traffic. Receiving letters and having meetings do not justify this, you know, it does not constitute any solutions. When the towns raised and the school boards and other people have raised concerns, just having a meeting doesn't resolve it. And having a letter doesn't resolve it. What you have to do is we're supposed to show that we have taken that in consideration and in our motion, in our approval process that we go through, that we have addressed those concerns. We have not. So the land use plan also, gentlemen, reads that in the agricultural district, they want larger lots. They don't want multifamily. I think it's single-family home construction. So all you guys have referenced in the previous application and your support was density. It meets the density. Well, there's more to the agricultural district than just the density. It's also the character and the type of housings and other things. This application is not in compliance with our land use plan. The GRRPC is not also consistent with the surrounding area, even though some of the land has been zoned that way.
It's all zoned.
Would you let me finish, Mr. Jones? Have you had trouble?
I was talking about
having trouble today? All right. The GRRPC is not consistent because the trends have been away from, the word trends have been away from the GR type of housing. And again, large-scale developments usually create large-scale problems. The planning and zoning reference, the RPC is, the purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale development. This is number 6. Large-scale development as a means to create superior living environments and the use of the design while protecting existing and future uses. That, they do, the land use plan encourages the RPC in the development district, not in the agricultural district. They want to maintain the rural area, and this does not. So, there was a recent article, we had a recent approval not too long ago outside of Millville, Delaware, where it was a level 4 and we came in with multifamily and everything else and ignored everybody and the concerns. And I think the local newspaper had an editorial and their title was Stop the Madness. So my assessment of, again, of what's happening here today is the county still remains part of the problem, not part of the solution. So my vote will be no.
The 12 votes no. Mr. Phillips.
Again, the question is not if this is going to be developed, but how it is developed. Over 30 years ago, this property was granted a GR zoning, general residential. That zoning has gone with the land ever since. It would have afforded the developers the ability to put almost 1,100 mobile homes there at a density of 4 units per acre. I have yet to find anyone in that area or elsewhere that believes that would be superior to what the applicant is suggesting he will put in today. I think that when we talk about schools, they are legitimate concerns, and I've brought that up in the past. We had the superintendents of the schools here talking about funding. I support looking at alternative funding mechanisms for capital improvements. Today we talked about local law enforcement, and I would support a more equitable way of distributing county funds to those local governments who find themselves with a burden of having to service residents outside the municipal boundaries. With all that said, it's obvious to me that this property, in the way it's being planned, is going to be superior to the type of development that could occur without any necessary approvals from the county council. Based on that and the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Rogers?
Keep it short. My comments are same as before. Based on recommendation of P&Z, my vote yes.
Mr. Jones?
I have to, the density, it is a GR zoning. It's been with the property since day one. That's 4 units to the acre. We're going down, I think the book says 1.5, or the minutes say 1.98. It's half the density of what the proper zoning, is right today. I know we need affordable housing. Manufactured homes certainly are certainly that way. But if we're looking at land use, the density is cut in half. Again, my comments from the previous application will go toward this application. My vote is yes.
My comments are going to be the same as on CZ 1596, except one. I'd like to throw out something that I was talking to a reporter right after we had the school board in here about talking about changing the allocation of funding and so forth. And he had done some research and said that in Indian River School District, we're hearing that there's much impact on the schools. And what he told me was that he did the research on it, and if the state did not have school choice, Indian River School District would have been down 237 students in the last 10 years. I had Chip Guy try to get me some information on Delmar School. We could not quite get as detailed information as that for Delmar.
We know about Indian River.
But they did have a number of school choice students enrolling there. That means they still got to provide classrooms and so forth. I understand that, but the state is allowing school choice and allowing students to transfer into there, which also is part of the equation as I see it. So I'll just throw that out as a public interest thing. But with my reasons for 1596, my vote's yes. Motion's carried. Mr. Lang.
Earlier this morning, not a few minutes ago, but we deferred action on change of zone 1595, the application of Blackwater Creek Incorporated, so that you could make the decision on 1597 and 1596. And I've already read into the record right page.
Questions for Mr. Lank on CZ 1595? Last call. Seeing none, Mr. Griffin.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 3.2 acres, more or less.
I guess a question for the council. The reason for this is in order to service those 1,200 folks who are part of this these other applications that we have heard. I noticed there was a restriction against fuel. And to me, fuel was one of the reasons folks would drive into Delmar. They've got a gas station right downtown at the main intersection. Would there be any support for removing that restriction?
As you know, Mr. Phillips, I think you and I were the only two that voted on an application outside of Milton, and we both thought, and I'm not speaking for you, but I thought then that it would be better to have the amenities there at the subdivision so that people would not have to drive all the way into Milton. Certainly this is something that people will be seeking to get, having to drive all the way into Delmar or go up Jersey Road into Salisbury or somewhere. Personally, myself, I have no problem striking that.
This is a straight change of zone. I don't think there are any conditions on this one.
No,
so,
you can't.
I don't think you can.
Oh, this is just the.
That was just findings. It was not conditions.
Okay.
Am I right, Mr. Lang?
It was offered by the applicant. And it's stated on number four of the reason that the applicant proposes to deed restrict the subject property to grocery and convenience type shopping without the sale of petroleum products or alcohol for all site consumption.
Correct.
They offered it.
Okay.
I don't know that they recorded that restriction. I doubt that they have.
Is there anything to prevent them from not recording?
They could restrict it.
Excuse me.
No, I said they could replace that restriction on themselves. The county can't impose it.
We can't impose it.
Is there a sense of the council that it's an unnecessary restriction? In fact, it's a restriction that actually could create a greater burden on downtown.
What did he just say? Are you listening?
These are not conditions. They're just their findings. So when you cast your vote, you can make your own findings. You don't have to adopt this finding number four.
Can I strike finding number four? Can I ask for a vote
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, it really doesn't mean anything, but...
Haven't you figured that out?
It's something that you...
It means nothing.
You feel strongly about it when you cast your vote. Say that...
The only way it would mean anything if they record it.
It's fluff. Okay. It's fluff, guys, from the developer. It's fluff.
Okay.
And make it look good. So you'll buy into it. But they don't need to do it. They'll buy into it anyway.
I don't hear. I haven't heard a motion yet.
Me neither. I'm waiting.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve CZ 1597.
Five.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve CZ 1595.
With findings.
And being.
The conditions.
No conditions.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Mr. Cole.
I'm going to have to vote no, because as we just had a conversation about what this really is, this is an opportunity for the developer to separate off a piece of ground that can permit anything in the list of B1 activities to go there. He's proposed something in these findings, which I think our attorney just said doesn't mean a thing. And then also it says that the proposed number five, the Planning and Zoning Commission put down, the proposed neighborhood business project is in character with the nature of the area and will be part of the larger Blackwater community. Oh, no, not necessarily. That's just all, again, conceptual, gentlemen. And hopefully you've understood this after all these years. It seems Mr. Phillips just learned something a moment ago. But all these things mean nothing. B1 activity, if they sell a project, all these things can be out the door. And what you've got here is in our land use plan, I believe it says in the agricultural district, commercial activity should be ag-related. I didn't hear anything about how this B1 application in the agricultural district, not the development district, will be ag-related. It sounds to me that it's going to be development-related. So it's not in compliance with our land use plan. It'll generate more traffic. It causes more headaches. It's put outside of development, so it's just going to be a traffic hazard. And if it's one of those convenience stores, not to reflect any bad disparaging remarks on a convenience stores, but I owned a property next to one of those little convenience stores, and the amount of debris and trash that is associated on neighboring properties is tremendous because of people who drop things as they go in and out of the places. So they do cause a lot of problems. So I think it's out of character. I don't think it's needed. There's a town not too far away, and we're just starting another B1 district, and then other applications will come in and tag onto it, and we're creating a new headache again. Approving this, the county would be part of the problem, not part of the solution. No.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips.
Again, it's not if this is going to be developed, it's how it's going to be developed. This property that's on the table now is going to be used to complement the previously approved residential use. The business use is going to complement the underlying zoning, contrary to what was just stated. Residential use is an underlying zoning of these other properties, and as such it will enhance the community's village environment, which will to a large degree keep folks from having to travel into Del Mar. Certainly it is going to create other issues that will have to be considered. I believe the Department of Transportation will be taking a very close look at the traffic concerns. I believe that the Department of Natural Resources will be taking a very close look at the environmental concerns.
the Sussex Conservation District will be reviewing and permitting this throughout the process. Again, there's a long way for this to go. The build-out could be as much as 15 years. I believe it's going to be necessary as this county continues to grow to create these village-type environments rather than scattering the developments sprawled out all over the countryside. Based on the record and recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Rogers?
Based on recommendation of P&Z, I think everything's been said on both sides of the opinion. I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers votes yes. Mr. Jones?
With the facts and findings and the reasons stated by P&Z, my vote is yes.
And my vote is yes for the reasons stated by planning and zoning. Motion's passed.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda.
Great.
Lost my...
Great.
No.